Good morning. I'm John Sleggers, an Akron, Iowa native currently working for the United Nations in Gaza, appeared on the CBS News program 60 Minutes yesterday. Scott Anderson, the son of Rick and Marla Anderson of Akron, is helping to provide emergency response and humanitarian services during the Israel-Hamas war and the Gaza conflict. During an interview with Charlie Stone of sister station KSCJ, the Akron, Iowa native gave an overview of the longstanding conflict in the area.
Yeah, as you said, there's a long history here, you know, dating back to biblical times of you know, the claims to this land. And it's, it, you know, that does play a role in all the politics that surround this conflict. And partially why I think personally there hasn't really been a solution found politically that's acceptable to both sides. You know, the Palestinians, like the Israelis, have a rich cultural history. There are a lot of similarities between the two. But you know, our job, I'm not a politician, which I think I'm quite thankful for most days, is not to worry about that part of it. I just worry about trying to find people food and water and shelter. And that's more than enough to keep us busy every day.
He explains that not everyone in Palestine and Gaza is part of Hamas.
There are many innocent civilians here, many people who just want peace, who just want, you know, as I did as a parent, an opportunity for their children to have a better life than they did.
Anderson said the mood from the October 7th massacre was similar to the mood after 9/11 in New York.
Saw the music festival, went to the kibbutz, and had the opportunity to meet people who, you know, suffered through those tragic events. And I was very much struck by how much it felt like it was in New York on 9/11. On 9/11, I was actually in Fort Drum, New York. That's where I was stationed, which, I mean, it's north of Syracuse, so it's not in New York City. But the mood and, you know, the what was an act of terror both on 9/11 and October 7th, there's so many similarities, and as you know, the U.S. and Israel are great allies. So it really that's what really struck me. It's at the music festival location that I saw, the thing that struck me was how young everybody was.
Scott Anderson graduated from Akron Westfield High School in 1985. He served 21 years in the Army, followed by 10 years with the United Nations in the Middle East and Afghanistan. He's currently on leave from his position with the USDA in Sioux Falls. The connection with Scott Anderson in Gaza was recorded using WhatsApp. Iowa and seven other states will be able to sell E15 blended fuels year-round beginning in 2025. The Environmental Protection Agency announced the move late last week. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds requested E15 sales without a federal waiver 18 months ago. U.S. Representative Randy Feenstra was happy with the announcement. He also helped introduce legislation in Congress to make E15 available nationwide year-round. The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled in the first review of whether state lawmakers have immunity when it comes to releasing information about their discussions. The League of Latin American Citizens of Iowa served subpoenas on several legislators seeking copies of communications they had related to charges in the state voting law. LULAC wants the information for its lawsuit that claims the changes were unconstitutional and meant to discriminate against some voters. Lawmakers argue they are protected by a legislative privilege under the Iowa Constitution. The state Supreme Court says an individual legislator's intent is not relevant to LULAC's claims in this point in the case. The Supreme Court says legislators do have a privilege to not reveal information in this case, but stop short of saying the legislative privilege is absolute. As spring nears, farmers are starting to worry again about moisture levels because the latest U.S. drought monitor map for Iowa shows almost a fifth of the state is in extreme drought, with more than half of Iowa in severe drought. Angie Reek-Heinz, a field agronomist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, says it's been 190-some straight weeks of drought for the state, and planting season is just a few weeks away. Reek-Heinz says we really need some timely rains throughout this growing season to keep enough water supplied to crops. Even with several heavy snows in January, February is wrapping up warmer and drier than normal, which he says is worrisome for farmers. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.